From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. This project was formed in early April to better connect our community with each other in this time of social distance, quarantine, and staying at home. Sometimes this social distance thing feels like we're all floating alone in space. So it feels good to connect and hear how everyone is doing. This week, more folks from our community submitted captain's logs. You can submit a captain's log too. Just email amya@kxci.org and I'll send you instructions. It's really easy, I promise, and we would love to hear from you. Quarantine, the current situation. These are the stories of our community, its continuing mission to stay well and stay safe, to seek out a meaningful life in temporary isolation from one another, to boldly take measures to keep our community safe. Here are more stories from people in our community, an ever-expanding collection of Captain's Logs.
This is the captain's log for B. Mai, special correspondent from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and captain of the starship Victorian. Stardate June 29, 2020. Just over 2.5 weeks ago, Allegheny County, which is the county where Pittsburgh is, went into a green phase. We're 2 weeks out of that reopening, and guess what? Our COVID cases have increased substantially. Not much has changed in our lives, which is a good thing, and we feel very blessed. Even as the county went into the green phase, we didn't change our habits very much. We've stayed inside of our house for the most part, walked through our neighborhood, and gone to the grocery store, wearing masks, of course, and always going to grocery stores at off times, following the one-way signs on the aisles, being good citizens. We have two adults and three young people, not including the canine. She is a middle-aged canine. And our young people are soon to be 16, 14, and 10. Our two youngest people have been able to see friends in the neighborhood from afar and even go on walks together. We have them wear their masks in the neighborhood, lest they run into some adults who don't approve of them not wearing masks in the neighborhood. They have been real troopers, these young people, have been doing very well, keeping a positive attitude during the early stages in March of the lockdown here, both adult humans in the house were working, which was a real challenge to juggle two working parents and three children learning at a distance online. We made it through, and myself, I have the summer off from my job, so my job is to refocus on my three young people and middle-aged canine. One of the good things about having some time off work is to be able to cook, which I enjoy doing. I am perfecting my green and red cabbage slaw, which we like to put on tacos and on sausages and pretty much on everything. Overall, we're feeling very good here. I think the oldest of our young people, our 16-year-old, is having the most difficult time from all of us. He is a person with multiple disabilities, with a significant seizure disorder, with an intellectual disability, and autism. And that's a lot for one person to wrangle. And he has been up and down. The first couple weeks with no school, he was at the front door with his shoes, asking, "Shoes, shoes," as if to say, "Why aren't we going to school, Mom?" A couple weeks off school, he got used to it and insisted for about 2.5 weeks that his pajama pants were the pants that he needed to wear every day. After that, he went back into asking for shoes. Hey, he took some time off to lounge in his pajama pants, and now he's still asking for shoes. Overall, if I could help to use some words to describe how that young person is feeling, I think I would use the words confused, sometimes mad, sometimes happy to have some time to yourself, but overall, I think frustrated is the right word. And since this young person doesn't have the ability to communicate the complexity of emotions that he has, and even the many thoughts that he has, we as his adults, his parents, and his siblings, even though they're younger, have been giving as much as we can to support and help him understand that this is hopefully not forever. We just take one day at a time. Every day can be a new adventure. Every day does have the potential to be good. And every day, we do put our shoes on, and we do go. Can't go to school. Can't go anywhere inside with him because he won't wear a mask. But we get up and we go. And generally, we make the best of what we've got. Because, relatively speaking, we got a lot.
Donald K, Shuttle Commander Log, Stardate 2020517. For more than the solar cycle of this system, I have been commanding a shuttle service, aka Uber and Lyft. I deliver people and goods all over the Arizona Quadrant. The shuttle communication station for most of my travels is tuned to frequency modulation 91.3, or Ancient Earth Roman numerals, KXCI. A news source on frequency modulation 91.3 was where I first learned of the space virus. When the virus hit, many shuttle commanders decided to temporarily retire their services. I continued taking people to their destinations and bringing them provisions. Starfleet Academy students traditionally flock to the close galaxy of Mexico for what is known as spring break. They usually return to Tucson to celebrate the traditional St. Patrick's Day. When they returned this time, an emergency quarantine was put into effect immediately as a result of the virus. All social gatherings, like 10 forwards, were set to close at 7 p.m. Some were upset because this the year of their graduation, they could not walk their graduation ceremony in 2020 because of this virus. They could not party. It is not fair, many cried. A shuttle commander has the opportunity to view and meet many people. During this beginning of the outbreak, faces became blank and lifeless. Smiles were forgotten for a bit as people's fears started to play games with their minds. Many, including myself, are facing fears that we never imagined. Passengers became what are called essential workers, grocery workers, doctors, nurses, government officials, restaurant workers. There were still some people who broke quarantine to play sports or to get together for parties drinking Corona beer out of irony. I tried to always find a way to make people laugh or at least smile. Each person possessed their own version of a conspiracy that either strengthened mine or made me reevaluate my theories. These conspiracies are built from everyone's fears, and right now, everyone's fear is real. I then decided to concentrate on delivering food and provisions as the stories were haunting me, becoming part of my life. Delivering food became gratifying to me. Plus, I can listen to frequency modulation 91.3 as loud as I want. I deliver to places where there's evidence of an occupant with issues dealing with the virus. Some houses have notifications on them stating information about the virus and self-protection and what to do before entering. Some deliveries are to temporary quarters for healthcare workers who, because of the virus, have to stay in places separate from their families. They have been there for months. Being out and about when most people are quarantined, I notice homeless attracted to the comfort of each other and group together tighter, as that's all they have. As I travel around, I see how separating people and quarantining is affecting everyone emotionally. People do what they can to be in control in a time of chaos. Hoarding toilet paper, cleaning supplies, etc., became that personal control in a time of pandemonium. I continue to travel the far reaches of the galaxy, searching for new life and civilizations. I boldly continue to deliver provisions and people where no one has gone before. Donald K., Shuttle Commander, end transmission.
From KXCI in Tucson, this is the Captain's Log Project, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of social distancing.
Captain Sarah B. Smallhouse, Stardate June 26, 2020. I'm reporting from Earth in the desert region of the American Southwest. I've been stationed here with my fellow crew member at our home base since March 14, 2020. We've only briefly left to resupply ourselves, and computer has been our principal means of communication on the planet, much as it is on our voyages. We keep to our desk work, have scheduled necessary repairs to our ship, are cleaning and organizing our quarters, physically conditioning, and reading up on galactic politics and conflict resolution. We take walks and watch movies from the 20th and 21st centuries to relax. The fresh food on Earth has been a true pleasure. We've had fresh salads nearly every day, garnished with fresh berries and avocado, and snack on the very best roasted salted cashews in the universe. Although it's always a pleasure to be on Earth, It's most unnatural to be unable to visit with others on the planet in person. The strategies necessary to defend against the invading alien virus are extraordinary, but success clearly depends on strict discipline on the part of all humans. I feel fortunate to be based in the Sonoran Desert, where I can simply step outside and experience an amazing diversity of life. The birds especially have been delightful, singing their songs and showing off their colors. The smallest ones, the hummingbirds, are the most dominating and aggressive. I wonder, might they share DNA with the Klingons? Our base location gives us a view of the Bighorn Fire, which has been burning in the nearby Santa Catalina Mountains for several weeks. Earth's climate shifts are evident. This desert is hotter and drier than in prior decades, and ecological transformations are becoming more pronounced. One cannot help feeling nostalgic about the days when I was in training here in the 1970s. Back then, we knew every hot summer day would be refreshed by a late afternoon monsoon rain. Now the desert is much drier and vulnerable. I wonder about species resilience. This period of unprecedented self-isolation will eventually end, and until then, we take advantage of the relative calm to finish undone projects and bring our ship back to Federation standards. When the time arrives, we'll be ready to resume our discovery voyages. Small House signing off.
Captain's Log, Benjamin Lucero, stardate June 29th, 2020. I've been home going on 3.5 months, technically. I was fortunate to be able to go back to work in April in a warehouse for my employer, doing shipping, receiving, and uploading of inventory in kind of an isolated space. I am currently back in store. I work in retail. We opened our doors June 1st for curbside, and then a few weeks later we were able to open the actual stores to a limited capacity, requiring masks for the safety of the staff, and management kind of has been able to uphold that. I've been doing pretty okay. I've been a little concerned with the amount of cases that are occurring. Just being on a constant increase can be kind of unsettling and strange, because, you know, I'm doing my part to make sure that I help bend the curve downward. And again, working in retail, you just see people that have no concern or worry about all of that. And it's just strange. It's strange to see those numbers going up and people thinking it's a hoax or fake or being unconcerned with it. So outside of work, I just stay home. I work on music. I started a whole bunch of music projects when I was out of town and earlier this year, and I, you know, re-released my album on a digital platform. It's called Why Not an Album, and it's available to stream, and it's all over the place. And I'm working on new projects and new albums, I guess, or tapes, because I make hip-hop music. So I make a lot of beat tapes and things like that, which will be available. You can just look me up online. Outside of music, I just stay home and watch movies, play tons and tons of Skyrim. I think I've got most of the game beat at this point, which is fun because it keeps my mind off of how crazy the world is. As far as food goes, pretty much all my meals are here at the house. We go to a grocery store maybe once every 2 to 3 weeks and buy some essentials, buy frozen food if we need something quick, a lot of sandwich supplies. That's a big one. And occasionally, maybe once a week, we'll go and order some food from a local business. But that's about it. And that's the extent of my lockdown so far. I hope everyone else is staying safe. I hope everyone is masking up if they're out in public. And I hope we all make it through this in one piece. Thank you for listening.
From KXEI in Tucson, you've been listening to the Captain's Log Project, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of social distancing. I'm Amy A. Thank you for joining me. Tonight we heard logs from KXEI listeners Sarah and Donald, as well as a log from B. Mai all the way from Pittsburgh, PA. We also heard a log from local hip-hop artist Benjamin Lucero, also known as Halsero. Thank you for sharing a little bit of your life with us. Sending good thoughts your way, Sarah, Donald, Be My, and Benjamin. As for music played today, you just heard Halsero's new song, Baby Space Program. We also heard music from Radiohead, Bango Armonico, Huerco S, East West Beats, and another from Halsero behind me called Trip to Phoenix. You can find our complete playlist and listen to all past Captain's Log programs at KXEI.org. I'd like to make a special call for kids' logs for next week's show. It's going to be special. If you're a kid and want to submit a log for next week's show, email me at amya@kxci.org. Kids' logs are due to me by this Thursday, July 9th. And be sure to check out our new Facebook page to get show updates and some nerdy Star Trek info to cheer up your day. I'm Amy A. signing off for this week with the words of Captain Kirk. There is no such thing as the unknown, only things temporarily hidden, temporarily not understood.
Live long and prosper.